The Great Barrier Reef is already under threat from climate change and agricultural pollution. Now research suggests it's clogged with micro debris as well. Among the particles of plastic rubbish, man-made fibres like nylon and polyester, which probably rub off from our clothes and furniture with daily use. Cleaning them up would be almost impossible, so contamination looks set to pose another long-term challenge for the reef. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
When researchers tested the Great Barrier Reef for tiny pollutants, what they found surprised them.
All the water samples had microplastics in them, and almost all of the fish that we collected also had microplastics in them.
Dr. Frederica Kroon is a research scientist with the Australian Institute of Marine Science. She says the biggest pollutants aren't tiny bits of plastic, but synthetic fibres, most likely from our clothes and furniture.
Things like polyester and nylon. And then the other part, the other 15% or so of items that we found were particles, and the most common plastics amongst those particles was polyethylene, and that's a plastic we generally find in packaging materials such as bags and bottles and wraps.
The scientists studied reefs off the coast of Townsville and believe those closer to the shore are being contaminated by sewage washed out to sea in rivers. But when it comes to the source of pollution in reefs further offshore, Dr. Kroon is less sure.
They could come from ocean currents, so from the Coral Sea or the Pacific. It could also come from shipping waste of the shipping traffic that travels up and down the reefs. And it could also come from atmospheric deposition.
In other words, airborne plastic settling on otherwise pristine areas. The effects of that pollution are still unclear, but the researchers have concerns.
We had one fish that was clogged up with what we call a nest of microfibers. A fish may think it's full, but in fact, it actually has only eaten a lot of microfibers, and so it doesn't get any nutrition.
Richard Leck is head of oceans at WWF Australia. He says more must be done to protect the reef from other microplastics too.
There's some really encouraging, you know, steps we've seen here in Queensland, bans on plastic bags. We've seen a container deposit scheme established here, but an awful lot more could be done. And we're seeing globally in Europe, for example, they're banning the top 10 worst polluting single-use plastics. A similar announcement has been made in Canada and India. In Australia, we're really at the start of that journey.
WWF Australia's Richard Leck ending that report from Eleanor Whitehead.